TikTok content. So I have a question for you. How much content have you consumed today? You probably perused your Facebook or Instagram feed when you woke up. Perhaps you turned on the morning news on your television while you're eating your breakfast. And then maybe on your way to work, you scrolled through your news feed on the subway or listened to the radio or a podcast in your car. Then you probably got to work and opened up your email and read through a bunch of newsletters you received, and maybe even clicked on a couple links and went to a few websites to read a few stories. It's not even 9 a.m., and you've probably already consumed 20 pieces of content, maybe more. Am I right? This is why they say content is king. It's everywhere we go and in everything we do, and it takes up a ton of our attention. Your job is to get into the content game and grab the attention of the customers you want. In this lesson, we're going to teach you how to do exactly that. We'll cover what kind of content you can produce and why you should do it, how often you should be creating new content and sharing it to your audience, and how to use it to build relationships with your audience so they get to know you better and eventually buy your products or services. So let's kick things off with why you even need to be producing content. Content helps you get more traffic to your website. Content helps you share more on social media, which can help build your following. Content, of course, helps you educate people and share your knowledge with people. Content helps you stay on people's minds. Content helps people trust you. Content helps customers decide to buy from you. The more people buy from you, the more successful your business is. So a blog post can actually mean customers in your door and dollars in your pocket. Hopefully I've convinced you why you need to be creating content. Now that that's out of the way, let's chat about all the types of content you can produce. There's a very good chance your brain just went to writing blog posts, and rightfully so. That's probably the most common type of content you'll be producing, unless you have a different kind of business, such as a photography business where your photos are your content, or you're a chef and your recipes are your content. You may also choose to produce video content as your main go-to, or create a podcast and produce audio content. Let's start with written content first. If you're just starting out, chances are you probably don't know exactly what your audience wants to consume. In this case, a good place to start is with just a good old-fashioned blog post. Aim for about one page long and start with a subject you know will resonate with your audience. Maybe that's your favorite breakfast, or five ways to work out on the playground, or how to prevent an injury during your next marathon. The key is just getting content out and seeing what really resonates with your audience so you'll be able to formulate a strategy from there. We're going to cover that in another lesson. It's also a good idea to experiment with the length of blogs. Sometimes people just want to digest information, in which case a short and sweet blog post will do the trick. Other times, people really want to rely on your expertise and really understand something that might be confusing to them. Maybe this is where you tackle a 3 or 4 page article on your thoughts on intermittent fasting, or a personal essay on how you overcame an eating disorder and want to help others do the same. The length of your articles will also play into SEO, which we'll also get into in another lesson. But it's another reason I want you to consider getting out of your comfort zone and try lots of different content styles for a while. One of the most common questions we get is how often you should be posting a new article. Because let's face it, you probably don't have a writer on staff, and there are way too many things to accomplish in one day that doesn't leave room for writing a new article every single morning. So a good rule of thumb is this: you should publish as often as you can publish consistently. The key word here is consistently. You have to train your audience on what they can expect from you. So if you get on a kick and produce an article every day for 3 weeks and then go radio silent for a month, you're probably going to lose them all. After all, nobody likes being ghosted. If you had written all those articles all at once and then strategically dripped them out over time, maybe once a week or something like that, you could keep them engaged and maintain their trust. A common mistake entrepreneurs make is thinking that they write a post, share it once on their social media channels, and then move on to the next thing. Wrong. You should actually spend about 20% of your time writing a piece of content and then about 80% of your time promoting it again and again. We'll cover strategies of promoting a piece of content many different ways in the next lesson, but I just wanted to mention it here so that you understand the goal here is not to be constantly creating new content. It's to create quality content consistently that you can share across multiple platforms to reach a wider audience. I'll say that one more time. Your goal is to create quality content consistently that you can share across multiple platforms to reach a wider audience. If you master the strategy, then you'll win the content game. This doesn't just apply to written content, by the way. The same really goes for videos, podcasts, social media posts, and anything else you're creating. Consistency and quality are key. If you find that you're just not a really strong writer and you don't enjoy the process, then maybe vlogging is the way to go and video should be your go-to. Or if you hate being on camera, then go behind a microphone and give podcasting a try. There's really no right or wrong way, and there's plenty of space for you to carve out your niche on any platform you choose. After all, the goal is to build an audience and drive traffic through your content, and audiences can be found everywhere. There's so many places to reach people now. The last thing I want to touch on is how to use content to build a relationship with your audience. The content you produce shouldn't just be fluff or a textbook list of things. Instead, it should be a means to connect, really connect with your audience. It is way harder to attract a new customer than to maintain the ones you already have. So use your content as a way to nurture your relationship with them. Check out the handout we included with 5 tips to remember when you create any kind of content, because it will really help you engage more with your audience on a deeper level. So definitely don't forget to check that out. Engage, engage, engage. You'll hear me say that over and over and over throughout this unit because it's everything. So there you have it. We covered why you need to create a content strategy and the various types of content you can try. We talked about how often you need to be producing content and why consistency is more important than frequency. Finally, we covered 5 tips to help ensure your content stays customer-centric so it will help build your audience, drive revenue, and increase your business success. In an upcoming lesson, I'll help you put together a strategy to make this all happen. I'll see you in the next lesson.